In a legal first, the full bench of the Fair Work Commission has ruled that a timber mill worker who was sacked for refusing to use a fingerprint scanner to sign in and sign out from work was unfairly dismissed. Queenslander Jeremy Lee worked for a company called Superior Wood. He successfully represented himself in this case, and he's speaking here with Damien Carrick.
I was a floor worker, so various jobs, just sorting timber and processing it.
And how long did you work for Superior Wood?
Approaching 3.5 years, I believe.
And I believe in late 2017, the company informed employees that it was going to roll out new fingerprint scanning technology or a new fingerprint scanning system to sign in and sign off workers from the worksite. What reasoning did the company give, and what was your response?
We used to start the day shift at 5:15 a.m. At the start of shift, we had a floor meeting, just was called. So there was 20-odd people, and it was announced that the company would be introducing fingerprint scanners for sign-on, sign-off.
And what was your response to this?
I immediately said that that's taking fingerprints, so I had an objection to it. That's kind of where we left it.
So you declined to use the fingerprint scanners, and they were rolled out, and then I think in February 2018 you were dismissed, weren't you?
Yes, after a period of about 3 months of them trying to coerce me to provide my fingerprints, they decided to sack me.
Briefly, what is your objection to them using these fingerprint scanners?
It's my biometric data. It's just not appropriate for them to have it. My objection was that I own it. You cannot take it.
One of the remarkable features of this case was that Jeremy Lee represented himself before the full bench of the Fair Work Commission. It ruled in his favour, but not for the reasons he hoped. The full bench did not agree that he owned his biometric data and he couldn't be forced to hand over his property. Rather, it found that fingerprints are sensitive information protected under the Privacy Act and that his employer had completely ignored his obligations under this Act. Josh Bornstein is National Head of Employment Law with Maurice Blackburn Lawyers.
I think it's a fascinating case about the interaction between unfair dismissal law, employment law, and technology and privacy. So it's also unusual and I think important because the law has been shifting very much in favour of employers being able to give employees direction successfully about medical information, other information, making greater and greater incursions into their employees' lives. And here's a rare case which actually says, no, what you did was not right, didn't comply with the privacy laws, and the employee actually had a win. So I think it's significant in that sense. Whether it establishes a precedent about biometric testing, I think is far more contestable into the future in workplaces.
Lawyer Josh Bornstein thinks that in the future, savvy employers who comply with the Privacy Act could well effectively force employees into handing over their biometric data. But nevertheless, he describes Jeremy Lee's victory as extraordinary and he praises his tenacity. Jeremy acknowledges he wasn't the only sawmill worker who had concerns about the fingerprint scanner.
There was a couple at my mill that voiced slight concerns to me, and at the other mills, I don't know. My own boss said that there were some people that had concerns, but he didn't elaborate.
And did those other people who you're aware had concerns, did they provide their biometric data?
Yes, they did. They were all in fear of being sacked.
Queensland timber worker Jeremy Lee speaking with Damien Carrick, and you can hear that more of that interview on the Law Report at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN. That's Jeremy's first interview since his legal victory.